Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, everybody. Rich Sheban, sitting in for Vince Fennelli, broadcasting out of Northwest Montana. And Vice President Pence, I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm not trying to unfairly judge you. But, you know, we don't get to play 3D chess because we don't have the inside information that you do. But we see a lot of opportunities being passed by. We see a lot of cowards. We see a lot of traitors. We see a lot of people bought and paid for and blackmailed. And we have to play a little Monday morning quarterback. We have to be speculative. And regarding some of the news during the break, I try to mention this whenever I can. Today is so important, people, to vote in Georgia. Everybody must show up. Our freedom is literally in the balance. And January 6th in D.C. is imperative. As many patriots as possible needs to go there. So I just wanted to make those quick announcements. And I wanted to talk about what's so important, because we have work has been delegitimized. Standards, expectations, qualifications, they pretty much mean nothing today. You get a job based on what group you're in. And that's especially true for government work, since we're talking about, and big corporations, since we're talking about election / voter fraud. And I think what we need to do is up the criteria. We should add the first three things for these type of jobs will work. It should be patriotism, intelligence, and guts. And when I say guts, I mean courage. As far as patriotism, and when I say criteria, I mean qualifications. I mean that's what we need to be judged by. We need to have a desire for freedom, liberty, justice, the rule of law, the Constitution, pursuing happiness, defending the republic from some reset or whatever they're planning for us, which is not good from what I've read. And when I say intelligence, I don't mean book smarts. That's a small part of it. We need to have logic, common sense, the ability to be transparent. We have to have street smarts. You know, when I went to school to get my degrees, and to me, they're useless. They're worthless because they don't get you the job anymore. And I couldn't, you know, like a lot of us deplorables, you know, we didn't get good grades because we had to work while we were going to school. So mostly off the books type jobs so we can survive and get that degree. Well, when I had that degree in forestry and I went to the National Forest Service, they told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male. I hired two girls in the waiting room with no education, no experience. I could see the writing on the wall in the direction America was heading. And that is back in the early 80s. This is not a phenomenon that's been 20 years in the making. It's been 50 years in the making. We also have to have the ability to think with foresight. Think 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. You've heard me talk about that regarding good chess players or good pool players. Foresight means planning. Now, with most people, plan A doesn't work out. I'm on my, like, plan LMNOP, and that's why planning is necessary. And we have to balance, part of intelligence is a balance of, I hate to use the term philosophy because I tried at this time not to talk much about it, but we need a balance between nature and technology, especially our young people. They're so enveloped and addicted to technology, they've lost the ability to think with common sense and logic because they don't have that balance between nature and technology. And when I talk about guts or courage, you got to have a little bit, got to be maybe a little badass, maybe a little bit of a son of a bitch, but you got to be a whole lot of American. And when I say, when I talk about that, I talk about, let's talk about President Nunes. Devin Nunes just received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in the White House. He deserves it. You know, there's a lot of good people. Rand Paul, Jordan, Getz. I don't have time to mention all the great names of people who are actually doing their job in Congress. Here's another good article right here where a sheriff in Lewis County, Washington, was sticking up for Spiffy's restaurant. The name of the sheriff, and he's a hero, is Rob Snazza. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Rob. And he stood up to the Nazi government restriction closures in a very pro-Nazi totalitarian tyrannical state. And this is Lewis County, Washington. So those of you who have Rob Snazza in your jurisdiction, please give him a call. Thank him, because our law enforcement are sticking their necks out. Not all of them. The people who care about the Constitution and the rule of law are the ones who are going along with this tyrannical, totalitarian, communist insurrection are just caring about their own self-preservation. So when you hear about Sheriff Snazza, he needs to be patted on the back. He needs a thank you. So when I talk about guts, that's what I mean. Loyalty, open loyalty to your country and the rule of law and the Constitution. Not passing the buck. In other words, having the guts to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked by blowing smoke up someone's keister. Okay, I'm going to go to more election/voter fraud. I had to throw in some good news there because there's not a lot of good news out there because so many people care more about their self-preservation than their own country. Okay, next article. Raffensperger's get caught. Georgia ballots were printed differently for GOP counties versus Democrat counties. Of course the election was rigged. We've talked about this type of stuff already. Press conference at Arizona State Capitol. Citizen investigation uncovers thousands of illegal votes in Arizona. Next, Arizona Patriots identify between 160,000 to 400,000 phantom ballots in their state. This is a joke, folks. This is pathetic. Next, economist finds 289,000 election-changing excess votes. Guess who they're for? That's right, Joe Biden. Next, 368 fraudulent excess votes tipped election to Joe Biden. Imagine my shock. Next, analysis of 3,000 counties revealed Joe Biden received 5.6% more votes in counties using Dominion voting machines. Have you noticed, folks, every irregularity, every math improbability or impossibility, every glitch, whatever you call it, every scenario goes in favor of Joe Biden? That's not a coincidence, folks. That's called fraud. And speaking of fraud, Pennsylvania certifies more than 200,000 fraudulent votes. Before the last break, I was talking about Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania, the judges, I need to go back to the state executives, because their officials, the laws were changed. Let's put it this way. The laws should be changed by their state legislature. Okay, but it didn't happen. That's why there was so much massive fraud on a massive scale that basically enabled the election of Biden. So the Republican Party of Pennsylvania filed a lawsuit challenging the unconstitutional changes to the state election laws, and they lost in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to review it. See, this is called cowardice. This is called traitors. This is called people bought and paid for, intimidated, blackmailed. See, the Supreme Court, they're still dragging their feet, and there's no justice in the U.S. Circuit Court, the Supreme Court, nothing. And these people were warned about the Supreme Court inaction. And I'm just trying to paraphrase as much as I can. The constitutional issue raised by the lawsuit created conditions that could lead to serious post-election problems. Do you think? Justice Thomas and Gorsuch joined Alito in this statement, but nobody else. And same thing with the Texas lawsuit. The Texas case alleged that using the COVID-19 was an excuse, and state government officials of Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin usurped their state legislature's authority and unconstitutionally revised their state's election statutes. See, these changes are fraud. That's what makes fraud possible. See, but the Supreme Court, again, refused to hear the case because of lack of standing. They are 100% wrong. Article 4 of the Constitution says the United States shall guarantee to every state is the union of a republic form of government. The essence of a republic is the sovereign power is exercised by representatives elected by the people, for the people. And again, this all made election fraud possible. So when an election is stolen by corrupt politicians and parties, and judges and state officials don't do what their job is supposed to do, and this is why I mentioned earlier about Vice President Trump giving this back to the state legislatures, I think it's a big risk. Because the right of the people to choose their representation has been taken away from them. The states created the federal government when they ratified the Constitution. The Supreme Court is basically an entity of that Constitution. And if they're acting unlawful, they're abdicating their responsibilities. Same thing with William Barr. Total dereliction of duty. In Article 4, he has a duty to every state in the union of a republic form of government. You know, he mentioned very clearly that he didn't see election fraud. This is a joke. It's in the Constitution. So even when you think about Congress or the state legislatures, we're all asking, are they going to shirk their duty as well? As per Article 4, Congress also has a duty to guarantee to the states a republican form of government. This is what we are literally handed fraud possibilities to the most corrupt entities in this country. We should not strip the American people of the right to honest and fair elections. I'll be right back, folks.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheeman from Montana. And the bottom line of what I was saying before the break is that a fraudulent election is an act of war against we, the people of the United States. And President Trump and Vice President Pence has a constitutional duty imposed on him by Article 4, Section 4, regarding fixing all this unfaithful, lawless, criminal voting. We have to demand that our president isn't made by or in China. Okay? So, that being said, I'm going to mention more election voter fraud. I'm looking at the time, and I'm going to have to start shortcutting my shortcuts as usual. Code inventor hacks Georgia voting machines two different ways. I'm sure everyone in this audience saw that already. And his name was Jovan Pulitzer. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. I apologize, Mr. Pulitzer, if you're listening. And he talks about how he revealed electronic voting machines in Georgia communicating with a vendor in China. What did I just say? We need a president not made by or controlled by China. We don't need made in China. Next, Jovan Pulitzer says Georgia called in trucks to get rid of the evidence in Fulton County. He is supposed to be destroying evidence and scanning the videos. Next, Joe Van Poulter, Fulton County, began shredding evidence ballots yesterday, 4 hours after he was asked to inspect them. Come on, people. This is really, we're getting to the point where it's stupid now. I mean, he gets permission to look at the evidence forensically of the ballots. So what do the criminals do? They start shredding them? Come on, man. You know, in Georgia, there was a vote adjudication of like 93%+. In the past few year votes, it was 1.2%. Come on. That's a 780% increase from 2016, a 446% increase from 2008. Republican ballots were proven to be misaligned on the bullseye for the proper allocation of votes. This is not an accident. I saw the video. This is real. I'm not making this up. It's all out there. And guess what happens when you don't do or say the right thing, folks? Well, one of his team members in Atlanta got shot at. He took 5 shots to the windows by a drive-by shooter. One of them, at least, went through the window of his daughter. See, this is what they do. This is what they do. If they can't win with objective facts, they use violence. They dox. They demonize, discredit, delegitimize. They eliminate any commerce coming your way. That's what they do. That's not legitimate. That's not legal. That's called admission to guilt. Because if they could go by their own actions and everything was legitimate, that's why I talk about the delegitimization of work all the time. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. It metastasizes like a cancer. And the people who are targeted do not get rights, protection, or restitution under the rule of law. And you give unchecked, runaway power to the most illegitimate, most corrupt organizations in the country or the world. And you give them liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality. In other words, you're setting precedents and eliminating the rule of law, and you're giving these big corporations and big portions of government free lunches. And they give us back divide and conquer strategies and reward us with mediocrity. That's what happened. That's all part of the plan. I've gone into great detail and specificity on this. Okay, I'm running out. I'm looking at the clock here. Time's running short. Georgia County official Raffensperger armed Secretary of State agents with handcuffs to the county after they complained about the Dominion machines. Think about that, folks. You complain about the Dominion machines, and they call security on you with handcuffs to intimidate you. That's not America. That's not legitimate voting. That's criminal fraud. I'll be right back after the break, folks.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This
is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A bank manager in Las Vegas, Nevada, defrauds the federal government of more than $1 million. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has the details.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center Shopping Mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000-square-foot and 87-acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creator's new global headquarters by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
Under today's hot
flash,
you
got your
take.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the class, everyone. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I think we all realize that even when you hear the news during the breaks, the elite, they say they're in the information business, but it really is the propaganda business. It's the hoax business. It's the false flag business. It's the lie gaslighting business. It's the divide and conquer business. And one thing that I really stressed over my 10 years on the air is giving examples of wealth redistribution. It's not about equality, fairness, and tolerance. These are PC buzzwords used as tools and weapons to divide us and confuse the people. the money is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. The top 1 to 2% get the bakeries. The next 5 to 6% get the bread trucks. And the bottom 93% get the crumbs. I personally think that America is worth fighting for, and that's a question you have to ask yourself. Because what I see is people, whether it be big corporations and especially big government, they're not doing their jobs. They care about more about manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. I see the alternative media and the patriots doing the job of journalism, courts, judges, and all the other entities that I talk about on a regular basis. And I'm looking at the clock again, and it's like, whoa, all right, I'm going to move on, folks, because there's just so much information, and I'm not going to get to probably 50% of what I wanted to. All right, next, election voter fraud evidence. Infographics confirm the absolute fraud in the Pennsylvania 2020 election results, including the 2,005,000 ballots. I got to shortcut my shortcut, folks. Next, Democrats hedged their bets. Kamala Harris was sworn in as U.S. Senator on Sunday, and CNN is freaking out. Folks, think about that. If you're sworn in and you supposedly won the election as vice president, why are they swearing her in? Next, we could talk about that for an hour. I don't have the time. New video shows Dominion's Eric Coomer admitting their voting machine systems are wireless and support all networks. We've talked about this in detail. Next. But you got to remember, these people were saying we're liars. We're making it up. We're conspiracy theorists. But yet when the evidence shows, they still don't want to admit it because they really think that you're stupid. Next. For five states to stop counting on election night is absolutely unprecedented. Cindy Powell. Next, DOD insider caught on tape admitting that illegal ballots were offloaded from a plane in Arizona. Next, Wisconsin legislature announced resolution to be introduced on Thursday, which will likely decertify the state and award it to President Trump. But let's see it and stop talking about it. Next. Data scientist says 17,000 Trump votes switched to Biden in Georgia. Next, video released of vans removing ballots from a Georgia warehouse with armed guards to Sheriff Jackson's office, and they had a map. So that means they were going from place to place. This is a joke, people. Next. Another video of corrupt Georgia election workers feeding same ballots through the machines numerous times. Another video. How much evidence do we need, folks? Oh, we're all conspiracy theorists. Don't look at the videos. Don't look at the photos. Don't listen to the witnesses or the affidavits. Oh, everybody's conspiracy theory. Yeah. Next. New Mexico GOP accuses Secretary of State of withholding election records from Trump. Imagine my shock. Next. Facebook suspends Republican ad campaign days before Georgia election. Next, data scientists, 24,000+ votes removed in Georgia, and another 12,000+ switched to Biden. Confirmed. Proof. Evidence. Oh, must be a conspiracy theorist. Next, a printer in Michigan printed tens of thousands of excess Pennsylvania ballots, which were shipped to New York, fraudulently filled out and then delivered to Pennsylvania. I can barely sit in my chair. This is ridiculous. Fraud, fraud, fraud. Next. Libs panic over losing Hispanic vote. What do you expect? The Democrats and Ilhan Omar literally said publicly that Hispanics or Latinos cannot compete in the merit-based system. That's called degradation. That's called disrespect. That's called having the bars and standards and expectations lowered. That's called insulting your work ethic, ability, and intelligence. I can't believe why one Latino would vote for the Democrat Party. Next, illegal alien charged with murder. Okay, I've said this before and I'll say it again. It happens every day in this country. The judges and the attorneys who are involved in illegal aliens who are proponents of them being here without being vetted need to be have all of their wealth confiscated. I'm not using big words here. Gee. Next. Texas social worker charged with 134 felony counts of election fraud. You can't make this stuff up, folks. That's why I give up my disclaimer. All these articles are published in the public domain. I don't make them up. This is not a comedy act, I promise you. It's not satire, unless I mean it to be. Next, leaked audio reveals Dominion operators being trained to alter election results. This is a joke. Next. How is Hunter Biden celebrating the new year? New photos emerge of Hunter Biden pushing drugs on women. Can you imagine if a Republican did that? Next, run back election systems team up with Dominion voting systems in Georgia election. Pallets of companies' ballots found in Fulton County warehouse. Pallets of company ballots found in Fulton County warehouse. People, this is pathetic. This is making America look like a banana republic. Really, seriously, duct tape, go out to your flag right now and duct tape a banana to your flag. Next. Pallets, okay, this is similar but different. Pallets of fake ballots in Georgia, Fulton County were identified and filmed and sampled before the trucks were moved. And it was shredded, too, but they were filmed and sampled and identified. Well, let's arrest them then. Next, Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger, I don't know how this guy is still walking free, certified Georgia's 2020 election results, knowing 460,000 ballots were missing, which is legally required for the chain custody documentation. That's legal. Oh, I wish I had more time. Next, Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger neglected to protect Georgians by allowing Dominion voting machines, which basically didn't prevent any fraud at all and allowed it. You see, according to the executive order of 2018 that President Trump enacted or wrote in September of 2018, Raffensperger's going to prison. I don't know why he's walking the streets. Next, White House planning to refer Brad Raffensperger to Secret Service for investigation under the Espionage Act. Sheesh. My God, if you or I did one-millionth of what these traitors have done, we'd be in the who's gal for life, people. Next, Nevada's signature verification system for mail-in ballots had an 89% failure rate. 89 in Nevada. Come on, people. This is pathetic. Next, Dominion Smartmatic share the same office address in the Barbados. But you remember all these CEOs and all these people coming out and saying they weren't related? The same office. This is getting stupid now. I'm sorry, this is getting stupid. Next, Nevada signature verification system for mail-in ballots. Okay, I think I mentioned that. 89% failure rate. Next, White House planning to refer Raffensperger to Secret Service. Okay, I did mention that. Okay, next. Fulton County, Georgia ballot inspection hearing subverted. Georgia is stalling to prevent forensic review of the ballots and the machines so they can have time to fix everything. This is pathetic. This whole election is null and void, people. This is like a kindergarten skit. This is ridiculous. This is anti- anti-constitutional. It's illegal. Oh, my God, the treason and sedition. Why aren't people being arrested, President Trump? Next, Democrats, and this is confirmed, contempt for the military reached new heights in the 2020 election. They showed it by stealing military votes. That's right. Our military, who's putting their life on their line, we've lost over a million combat soldiers in our history, well over a million, who fought for our freedoms, our liberties, and our Constitution and our way of life, and the Democrats are literally switching votes. Here's an article. Democrat operatives in Michigan and Georgia tampered with the military ballots, filled out the ones and marked them 100% for Joe Biden, 100%. Come on, people. The Democrats hate you, hate us, hate the military, the people who are putting their lives on the line for our country. The Democrats are literally saying, I hate you and disrespect you. Next. Pardon me going fast, people. I'm looking at the clock. Facebook's removed 1.7 million member names that says Joe Biden is not my president without warning. But the anti-Trump crowd that says not my president has still been posted for 4 years. That's right. No hypocrisy and double standards there, right? How many articles have I given about hypocrisy and double standards over the years? I cannot count them. All right, next. Senate investigation finds Obama administration was knowingly funding an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Can you imagine that? With all the Russia fake hoax and the Mueller trial and the hundreds of millions of dollars spent with your taxpayer dollars, which is tanking the dollar right now because of inflation. If President Trump did one-millionth of what Biden and Obama did, he would have been ousted a long time ago. This is pathetic. This is a joke. These people should be arrested for treason, sedition, espionage. Next. Trump administration declassifies intelligence that indicates China offered to pay non-state actors in Afghanistan to attack U.S. soldiers. That's what the Democrat Party thinks of you. They're allowing our soldiers to get a bounty on their heads. This is a joke. I'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban from Montana. Last segment of the day. And that's good because I'm running out of breath because, you know, I have a certain amount of information that I want to present regarding hard facts, regarding evidence, especially with election and voter fraud at this portion of our country. And I never get to all of it, but at the end, I shortcut my shortcuts, as you always hear me say, to give proper information in the right context so the message can be delivered, and you do with it what you wish to do. You know, there's an old saying that people still use, it is what it is, but the true finish of that statement is, it is what it is unless you change it. So when you see fraud, illegal criminal activity, we have to change it. Just like this data scientist, there's a video on it. They discovered 432,000 votes removed from President Trump in at least 15 counties in Pennsylvania. This is ridiculous. This is voter fraud all the way. So I'm going to skip this certain things because there's some pathetic stuff going on. Like Kamala Harris, she told a tale recently about how she fell out of a stroller during a civil rights march and told her mother she wanted freedom. And she actually told this story. I read the article. Well, the story was gleaned or lifted or stolen or plagiarized, however you want to put it, from a Playboy interview with Martin Luther King back in 1965. That didn't happen to her. She stole the story. You can't believe a word these people say. How many hate hoaxes have been uncovered over the last several years in this country? Almost everything is a hoax or a lie or gaslighting or propaganda. Everything. that comes from these people's mouth, not just the mainstream media, but the Democrat Party at large, and the bought and paid for rhino neocons on the right, too, which Georgia has the full Monty of. And speaking of Georgia, did you hear that Ossoff's company produced a documentary praising China's rise in Africa? That's right, Georgians. I'm not making this up. It's up to you to do the right thing. But President Trump he's this, he's that. Even though it's all secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand rumors, gossip, and hearsay. Even though none of it was proven. Even though hundreds of millions of dollars were spent on these trials, on these hoaxes, on the propaganda, where it was proven that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid for the P dossier. Everything was proven except for the Russian collaboration, except for Ukraine, except for everything. And the Bidens and the Obamas have done everything that they say Donald Trump and the Republicans have done. You know, President Trump's had a lot of great accomplishments. I don't have time to go through them all, but he made cruelty to animals a felony. He gave billions of dollars to the opioid crisis. He doesn't even take a salary. I think he works for like a dollar a quarter or a paycheck or even a year. That's called working for free. He put his life, his family's safety on the line for us. I think we owe him because it's not just about Donald Trump. It's about the legitimacy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our freedoms, and just the legitimacy of America. If we install a president that's made and bought off by China, America's done. Everything about America is done. You know, since President Trump came in, we're the largest producer of oil, which makes us more self-sufficient, not being dependent on other countries. He built a wall to properly vet legal immigration, just like legal votes. It's not like, oh, well, President Trump and the Republicans, they hate people who have different sexual orientation, different skin pigmentation shades, different genders. No, it's called vetting. He slashed prices for medications, and Big Pharma hates his guts. He's cleaning up, he's doing bills on saving our seas and cleaning up tons of plastic and garbage from the ocean. He's given big wilderness protection, conservation bills, designating almost 400,000 acres of protected land. He's putting America first. He's kept almost every campaign promise with zero support from the bought and paid for insiders. He's done more for the black and minority community than any other president. He's given opportunity zones to help minorities, pass prison reform, help the VA, try to eliminate fake news and child trafficking. He's our president, this is our country, and we got to stand up for what's right. We appreciate you being here, everybody. You have a great day.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.